papers lined out from one end of the table to the other, Coach. How you been?
It's good to see you, Rich, and it's exciting to come in. And, you know, you just said it, I think it was Coach Sugar, that last Saturday in March, mm-hmm. it's hard to believe we're coming into April and coming down the home stretch of the school year. So, obviously, there's a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe.
You've got your information now. You've had for a couple of weeks. We've got them at the Flyers at the High Plains radio stations out of North Highway 83, McCook Football League, and the Bison Youth Football Camp. Get that information out for the parents to pick up.
Yeah, you know, when we get to that March date, that's kind of when we really start to get the information out, get our calendars set for the summer. We're really excited about the summer we have coming up. It's been a great school year. It's been great. We do a lot of things in the off season, especially with our older players, and then with our youth. We've been doing junior high weightlifting twice a week. Started that in January. Really proud of the turnout that we have with kids. We do that in the mornings for our 7th and 8th graders, and you know, we just are firing up 6th grade intramural football on Monday, this coming Monday. We're going to get that going. We had over 25 kids going to participate in that, and that's always a fun event in the springtime for our 6th graders. We call it a spring ball. The Huskers are playing in their spring game today, and we kind of treat it like that and promote it that way, and we'll have a spring game for those guys once we get through a few weeks here. And then it's going to be May, and the end of the school year is going to be upon us, and then summer's going to be here, which we're really looking forward to. We had our spring meetings with our older players just a week or so ago, and like I said, laying out the calendar with our camps and you know, our weightlifting schedule, and before we know it, we're going to be in August. And I know when I go over the August calendar with the players and the parents, are, you know, the eyebrows raise up. We're just getting ready to finish up the school year, and now we're already talking about August. But that's how fast and furious it comes, and looking forward to the off season. And you know, one of the big things that we really love kicking the summer off with is our youth camp, which we'll have June 1st through the 4th. We always have our older players in the morning for our install camp, and then one of the most impactful things about that we say all the time is we have our older players stick around for our youth camp from 10:30 to noon. Like I said, we're going to do that June 1st through the 4th, and that's open for grades 1st through 8th for next school year. So we try to make sure we communicate that it's for next school year, 1st through 8th, and so we try to get as many of our youth in there, and we break up the youth camp from the little bit older grades to the younger grades, and really just an exciting time to get around our coaches, our high school coaches, and most importantly, our players, our 9 through 12 players. That's what is most impactful about it, and our players want to be there because they remember when they were there at that time, and the impact that has on our youth, and just makes it an exciting 4 days. We always look forward to that, to be able to be with our youth and be around our program. So June 1st through the 4th is going to be that camp, our McCook Championship Youth Camp, grades 1st through 8th for next school year, 26-27. And so we've been sending home brochures in the mail. We have a variety of locations in the community, whether that's all the schools here in McCook, the sports shop, McCook Lettering, then obviously KICX radio station. Any way that we can get you a brochure and get signed up for that. I know it's still a couple months out, but it'll be here fast and furious, and we've just really been proud of the turnout with that for a long time. But we just want to continue to, number one, it's a camp and getting there and teaching the skills and fundamentals of the game of football, which we jam a lot in 4 days. But right there with it is the chance to get in our program and be around Bison football and the players and the coaches. It's just something we really look forward to every summer with our kids and the community. And we, you know, even if you don't attend McCook Public Schools, we've had kids from the surrounding area that come in and are a part of that, and we most certainly encourage that, because like I said, it is a football camp where we go through a ton of technique and fundamentals in 4 days, and once again, being able to be around the players and coaches. And then when you get into July, we always say football in July, the McCook Football League. Once again, we got our dates set for that. And I really need to back up, and once again, we have just generous sponsors and people that help us out with that, and I just want to make sure I communicate who those people are for our championship youth camp, Acme Printing Company, MNB, and Community Hospital, and McCook Family Medicine PC help us out with that youth camp in a big way, from a lot of different things, as far as every kid gets to leave with a pretty awesome personalized football that we love giving those out to each and every player that comes to our youth camp, and we just can't do it without those sponsors, and we just really appreciate those people helping us out with that. And then we get into McCook Football League, you know, the backbone of our league and our sponsors, Community Hospital, Sports Medicine. We just really appreciate all those people helping us out to make this thing go. It's a big event. We look forward to it. We look forward to getting it all going and get the schedule set with the dates. But July 6th in July, right after that July 4th date, we'll have the equipment checkout for the McCook Football League. So we'll have that checkout date, and then we'll start practice Tuesday, July 7th, and that's grades 5th through 8th for next school year. 5th through 8th grades are eligible for that, and that's the whole gamut. That's all the pads on. That's teams. We get into teams. We break them up, and we use NFL mascots to break them up. We play at Wyland Field. We just try to make that as really a staple of the summer, that league, and we have a ton of out-of-town kiddos that come in for that, and so we just always look forward to getting those dates set. And before we know it, it will be the July 4th date, and then we'll have that checkout on July 6th with equipment, and then we'll start on Tuesday, July 7th, and that's a three-game league season. We, like I said, we jam-pack a lot in those three-week periods, but we're really looking forward to those youth activities in the summer, Rich, that we get to be around the kids and the coaches and the players are involved with. And, you know, I just want to once again put a plug in for our sponsors that help us out to be able to make that possible. We have a lot of kids that we work with. You know, we have close to 150 plus at our youth camp, and it's really the same for McCook Football League, and we always want those numbers to continue there, or even a little bit more. We always want to have the opportunity to provide that for our kids in the summer. Summer's always an awesome time. There's a lot going on. We just want to be a part of it with our youth. And so, you know, my cell number is 308-737-1748. Any way we can get you further information or things on that, please don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll get you hooked up with a brochure or any information you're looking for.
Then, of course, in June you have your own varsity team camps you get going to as well, don't you, in June?
Yeah, summer's always an exciting time for not only the youth, as I just discussed, but you know, our older players and the team that we have coming back this year. Like I said, we had meetings a little over a week ago where we bring in our incoming freshmen. Really excited about our incoming freshman group that we have going to enter the high school program. And you know, I always love being at those spring meetings and being able to talk to those players and parents, and you know, all the things I just talked about with the youth activities, the camps, the MFL, junior high weights we do in the summer. You just really get a chance to know those kids over the years, and then they step into those spring meetings as the incoming freshmen, and it's just crazy how time flies. We're just really looking forward to that freshman class we're bringing in, and then obviously the players we have coming back, 10 through 12, really looking forward to the team we're going to have in 2026. But August will be here before we know it, and that week one, that Crete matchup at home, which is exciting. But we're obviously focused on the process to get to that point, Rich, and summer's a big part of that. As I said, we'll have our install camp at the beginning of June, that June 1st through the 4th, and then we will go back to Hastings College for a travel camp June 7th through the 9th, where it gives us a chance to have that install camp those 4 days prior to that, and then we'll jet over to Hastings College. Really love the camp that Coach Franzen and his staff put on over there for us for 3 days, and it just really gives you an opportunity to see where you're at as you head into the rest of the summer, and lifting weights and open field things that we do. And then before we know it, it'll be August, and we'll have our testing conditioning week, and fall camp will start. And We got a great schedule this year. As everybody knows, we got a new schedule, I guess, as far as every 2 years you get that two-year cycle, as we discussed earlier this offseason. But we're really just focused on Crete week one, and most importantly, focusing on ourselves and getting ourselves in position to be ready for that home opener. We get to start at home week one, and Crete's going to be a really good team. We just want to give ourselves the best chance to get in there and see and give ourselves a chance to be successful.
Finally, you will have some of your outgoing seniors playing some All-Star games this summer too, won't you?
We will. We're still working on the West Nebraska All-Star game, so that's not officially been posted yet, so I'll hold off on our final roster for that. We're still getting that shirt up, but I'm glad you brought that up, Rich, because myself, I'm going to be the head coach for the West side, the West team in that All-Star game, and then my brother, Ben Petrosky, is going to be an assistant. Coach Brendan Geyer from Perkins County is going to be an assistant, and then Coach Michael Sandstrom from Shadron High is going to be. So it'll be us four guys, man in the West side, and we're really close to finalizing that roster, and there will be some McCook guys on there, obviously, and we're excited to announce that. But, you know, the Shrine Bowl is going to be coming up in June, and we're very fortunate and blessed that we got a couple players selected for that, with Tristan Campbell and Oliver Corbett. Really looking forward to the Shrine Bowl. It's a very prestigious All-Star game, and those guys will be competing in that. That'll be June 6th in Kearney, Nebraska. Their football careers are not exactly quite over yet. And they're both looking forward to that opportunity to go represent us in the Shrine Bowl June 6th. And then we will have some players, obviously, once that gets finalized for the Western Nebraska All-Star Game, which will be in Scottsbluff Saturday, June 13th. So that two-week period there, that June 1st and then through our Hastings camp, pretty much Coach Ben Petrosky and myself will leave Hastings College and jet over to Scottsbluff, and that'll be a three-day practice with the fourth day of that game being on the 13th. So the first part of June is going to be fast and furious and exciting. We're looking forward to it. We want to finish out the school year strong, which we will, and then get ourselves in position to have a great summer.
The wives and the kids say, "We'll see you when we see you, guys," because you're busy that time.
It is, and you know, just really appreciate our coaches and their families and the time that they allow us and want us to put in for our kids and in our program. There is time commitment, but you know, I always never look at it that way. It's the investment we want to put back into our kids and the program, and the kids investing in it and coming out and being a part of it. It was one of those things a long time ago. We all, you know, Coach John Gum always said it better be part of something than nothing. And that's just always really the driving force, Rich, is we want the kids to be involved in a lot of things. But most importantly, right there with it, we want the football program to be a big part of their involvement and things that they're involved with. And so summer's going to be another great opportunity for us to do that. It's funny you bring that up about, you know, that first couple weeks. Obviously, talking with Coach Gross, he's coached in quite a few All-Star games, and the stories he brought up, used to go to Kearney camp and coaching in the All-Star games, and you're not home a whole lot those first couple weeks, but just really excited and humbled and privileged to be selected to coach in the Western Nebraska All-Star Game, and then also to bring my brother along with us. It's going to be an exciting time for sure.
Thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Rich, for promoting everything. And like I said, any further information that you would like to get and get your youth signed up, please don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll get the information to you.